Voters in Orange County, California, have spoken clearly. They do not want a new international airport in their backyard. Last week, Orange County passed a ballot initiative that calls for a former Marine Air Station in the community of El Toro to be turned into a park, not a commercial airport. That's good news to the people who live around El Toro, but it deals a severe blow to regional planners who now fear that Southern California is heading toward an airport shortage. From Los Angeles, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
Orange County, famous for its planned communities, growing high-tech industry, and Disneyland, lies just to the south of the nation's most populous county, Los Angeles. Orange County has only one small commercial airport named for actor John Wayne. The planned airport at the closed El Toro Marine Base was to have been Southern California's second major facility, after Los Angeles International, or LAX. But that plan may now have to be torn up.
Given the actions of the last month or so, I would say that it's becoming increasingly unlikely that it will be built.
Mark Pisano is the executive director of the Southern California Association of Governments. Last year, the group produced a regional aviation plan for the next quarter century. It anticipates a near doubling of current demand, up to 167 million yearly passengers. The area's behemoth, LAX, could take nearly half that load without a major expansion. But, says Pisano, the entire plan rests on an El Toro airport handling 30 million passengers. What if it handles exactly zero passengers?
We will not be able to handle the region's demand if El Toro is not built and Los Angeles International is not further expanded.
And that would have severe economic consequences, according to Pisano and some independent economists as well. Stephen Levy is director of the Palo Alto-based Center for Continuing Study of the California Economy.
If the region doesn't expand airport capacity, that will eventually put a dent in tourism and air cargo and simply the desirability of new firms in the modern world to want to locate in an area that's underserved by airports.
And Levy says without a major airport of its own, Orange County itself might be one of the hardest hit areas, especially as it seeks to attract more high-tech companies.
I know up here in Silicon Valley, the access of those companies, you know, 5-10 miles at most from San Jose Airport is a huge deal. And Orange County will have to struggle over time with not having that immediate access.
These and similar arguments have been used throughout the nearly decade-long fight over an El Toro airport. They have been rejected for just as long by those who live near the old Marine base in upscale South Orange County. Len Kranzer is a spokesman for the successful ballot measure zoning El Toro as a park instead of an airport. He says the region has plenty of capacity, including an airport in the inland suburb of Ontario, 35 miles east of L.A.
Ontario is underutilized and pleading with Los Angeles to send more flights there. And once they get up to 10 million passengers, they'll build another terminal, and they have room, I believe, for one more beyond that.
Ontario does have plenty of room for expansion, but that's already figured into the regional air plan that also says El Toro is critical. Kranzer rejects that plan as crystal ball gazing. In any case, there's a lot of fear among those who live near LAX that they will pay the price if El Toro is not built. Mike Stevens of the group LAX Expansion No says the residents he represents are convinced they'll now suffer more air traffic and possibly even eviction if LAX is forced to expand.
People in Orange County do not want to have an airport, an international airport, in their neighborhood, not even in their county. They want to put it all on the people in L.A., L.A. County. And the people who live underneath the flight path to LAX are, for the most part, working class people. That's who they're impacting, and that's who they say, well, you take our burden. You carry our load.
But Len Kranzer of the anti-El Toro airport group says it doesn't make sense to insist that every county has to be entirely self-sufficient.
I think that that's a silly argument. I grew up in New York City, which consists of 5 counties, and I never heard anybody say that Manhattan or the Bronx isn't pulling its fair share because those 2 counties don't have airports.
Backers of an El Toro airport say they might still take the matter to court, but the U.S. Navy may settle the matter once and for all. It's considering just selling the property to the highest bidder, which would almost certainly mean developers. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.